34 years. This has been going on a very long time. One of, if not the oldest, stop in professional golf for women in the country. Pretty amazing. Louise, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for joining us. Did you tee off early today?
Yeah, pretty early. I'm teeing off at 8:34, so I guess pretty much in the middle of the morning wave.
All right, so obviously you get to the course early, right? I'm always fascinated to find out, like, just sort of the preparation ahead of a tee time. So you're going off at 8:30, then that means you arrive at what time?
Well, I'm rooming with a friend of mine, and we are sharing the car this week, and her tee time is at 7:40. So I told her that I should probably go with you because we live 30 minutes away from the course. So I told her, like, whatever time you want to be here, I will go with you, and I will just hang out until it's time for me to start warming up.
It's one of the things out here that kind of amazes me. Starting today, you will all be competitors, but there's a lot of camaraderie and friendship out here, right? I mean, is that how you sort of get through, you know, all the travel? And I mean, there's, you guys are pretty good friends.
No, we are, for sure. I mean, we play practice rounds together. We go eat dinner together. We are housed together sometimes. And we try to do fun stuff because life on tour is pretty special.
It is. It's not different.
It's very different.
Not as glamorous as everyone thinks. You have a lot of stuff you have to get done in a week. Now, where are you from originally?
Sweden.
Okay. And how did you make your way to America?
I started playing golf probably when I was about 6, 10 years old, and I liked it, and I started to get better, and then I got recruited to play college golf here at UCLA in California. So I moved there about 6 years ago.
Okay, so you go from Sweden to Southern California.
Yes.
I'm guessing a bit of a difference culturally and every way else.
It was, for sure. I mean, just talking in a different language all the time was just different. But I loved it right away. I had no thoughts of going back or anything. I loved my coaches and my teammates, and I actually like the United States, so I decided to stay after I graduated.
Well, Southern California is pretty nice, you know, weather-wise and everywhere else. How big is golf in Sweden?
It's pretty big, I would say. We have a lot of professionals on the LPGA and the Symetra, and even on the PGA and the European Tour and all that. So it's actually very big. Despite the fact that we have such a short season.
Yes, I was going to say weather-wise. But how big is it for young kids when someone does very well on the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour and you have these sort of role models from your home country? Does that go a long way in sort of selling golf to young kids?
Yes, yeah. I would say so. I mean, if somebody's doing well, it's all over the news, you know. And there's a lots of golf courses, and I feel like there's a lot of junior programs on all golf courses. So for me growing up, I mean, the golf course became some sort of like after school activity. Everybody just gather at the golf course and people play together and you got better and it was fun.
All right. So you go, you play college golf. Now, college golf, you've got teammates, you've got coaches, and you have people that sort of organize your whole schedule. You know, you just sort of show up and play golf. Out here on the tour, completely different. Now you have to do all of that.
Yes. And that was for sure a little bit of a shock when I came out here my first year, which was last year for me. I mean, in college, everybody takes care of you so well. The coaches do all the booking of flights and hotels and cars, and you don't even think about that.
No, you just play golf.
And also you don't even think about the price of everything, and then, oh, my God. And then when you came out here, and I'm like, wait a minute, where's my coach?
Who's making my breakfast?
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Okay, so you are you staying with a host family?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and do you enjoy that, getting to meet new people out on the road?
I actually do, yes. I really appreciate people all over the country taking us in, because not only do you get to meet the locals in the town, but you get to see what life is like in some other parts of the United States.
Sure.
And usually, I mean, or usually, always, I should say, they're always very nice, you know, and they my host family this week is cooking us dinner, making sure that we have everything, and it's great. She's doing a lot more than I expected her to.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right, so tell me about the strength of your game, and how does this course suit itself to that?
The strength of my game, I guess I'm pretty accurate.
Okay.
I'm not a long hitter, but I'm decently accurate, and my putting has been going pretty well for me so far. And I guess that's will be my strength.
Well, consistency, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, you're in year two of your professional career. Everything is done in sort of stages and steps, right?
Yeah.
So what did you take out of your first year as being a tour, kind of learning the whole new experience? Now you're into your second year. You know, what is it you're hoping to achieve? I mean, obviously, to get to the LPGA, but you know, what's your next step?
Well, you know, after my first year, I kind of was in a little bit of a shock mode, and I was like, oh, my God, what is this? We're traveling. You're living out of a suitcase,
sure.
And the girls out here are really good, and I was like, I need a lot of practice, and I definitely need to get used to this traveling life. And now my second year, before even off season started, coming into my second year, I told myself these are the things I really need to work on. And I told my coach, and we did that. And now I feel a lot more prepared, and I know a lot more what to expect and what kind of level I need to be in to actually do well out on this tour. But obviously, like you said, my goal and my dream this year is to be on the LPGA next year.
Well, you're sitting at number 8, I believe, right, on the money list?
Yes.
So you're in that top 10, but that's a little precarious, right? I mean, because that can change, or a win, you know, this weekend could make a big difference jumping you up that list.
Oh, yeah, it definitely could. And but like you said, I mean, this is our 8th week on tour, and we have a total of 21. So we have still a lot more golf to play.
All right.
But, you know, the only thing I told myself is that I can just do my best and see whatever happens.
Yeah, golf is a mental game, right? You have to stay within yourself and play your own game.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we look forward to it. Maybe we'll see you Sunday, very last guest of the day, which means you've won the tournament.
I would hope so.
All right, Louise, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you stopping by today.